Welcome to this Control Risks podcast. The Italian people have resoundingly rejected the constitutional reform package put forward by Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, effectively ending his political career, for the time being at least. I'm joined by our senior Europe analyst, David Lee. Dave, in a nutshell, if possible, why did the Italian electorate so overwhelmingly reject this reform package?
I think it's a mix of, on the one hand, the anti-establishment current that's running around world politics at the moment, although that's probably a smaller amount than you think. A second current is the people who just wanted to give Matteo Renzi a bloody nose for his performance in government over the last couple of years, which they say hasn't really done very much to benefit them. Growth hasn't really taken off along with the rest of Europe. Unemployment's remained high, etc. And the third group is people who genuinely just didn't like the reforms, thought they would give the executive far too much power in a country which has always had very strict checks and balances, so much so that very often prevents getting anything done.
So Matteo Renzi resigns. What happens now in the next couple of weeks?
Well, first of all, the president, Sergio Mattarella, takes charge of the situation, really. He holds meetings with party leaders, with the presidents of parliament, to scope out what can possibly be done in terms of a replacement government. The elections are due in March 2018, which is not that far away. And I suspect Mattarella will want to have an interim government which gets them there, possibly headed by a non-party figure, possibly headed by somebody who provides a bit of continuity with the Renzi government. So the finance minister, Pier Carlo Padoan, who's a technocrat, not a Democratic Party member, is widely rumoured to be in the frame to lead that. If that can't happen, then we might go to elections. But with the electoral law in this weird kind of halfway house, with the law for the Chamber of Deputies having passed but the law for the Senate having failed, nobody wants to do that, really, because it would be a real mess.
In the run-up to this referendum, a lot of people were talking about comparisons with the victory of Donald Trump in the US election, with the Brexit referendum in the UK. Is this part of a similar movement, or is that analogy overblown?
Yeah, I think it's a bit overblown. We saw with the Brexit vote and with the election of Donald Trump that older voters were at the core of that movement. And that's very much not been the case this time around. It was younger voters, if anything, who were the centre of the rejection of Renzi's reforms. I think there is an element to it. It's not right to dismiss it completely. And yes, there's certainly an anti-establishment motive in there as well. But let's not forget the three recent prime ministers also opposed Renzi's reforms, two of whom are generally fairly friendly towards him. So we can't really say it was a revolt of the people against the political class, because it's a bit more complicated than that.
There's been a lot of uncertainty around the Italian banking system. How does this result play into that picture?
Well, the initial market reaction was quite muted. It'll be interesting to see what the reaction is in terms of the rescue package for Monte dei Paschi di Siena, which is one of the most troubled of all the Italian banks. And the fear is that the uncertainty generated by the events of the last 24 hours could derail that rescue package, which is underway at the moment. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. On a day-to-day level for business going on in Italy, we think things are going to continue pretty much as normal. But it's over the course of the next couple of months, as this potential banking situation winds out, does it escalate into a fully blown crisis, or can that be averted? That's the key question.
Finally, Matteo Renzi. It's pretty good by the age of 41 to have Prime Minister of a major world economy on your CV. Do you think he's going to be back?
I think there's every chance he'll be back at some stage, particularly in a country like Italy, where politicians often don't really hit their straps until they hit 60. So I think there's a chance that in the future Renzi might come back. If perhaps the overall climate changes a little bit, he'd have to win an election, of course, which was the key thing that he didn't do this time around and was part of the reason why a lot of people weren't really sold on him. So I don't think it's necessarily the end of his career, but some water will have to go under the bridge before he comes back.
Okay, David Lee, senior Europe analyst here at Control Risks. Thanks very much, and thanks to you for listening. Bye for now.